since the first time we went out. Every day, every night, she's all I think about. I need that girl beside me when the lights go out. I think it's time to put a ring on the finger I'm wrapped around. Yes, sir, I love her very much. I know it's only been 7 months. That's long enough, 'cause I've been wrapped around her finger since the first time we went out. Every day, every night, she's all I think about. I need that girl beside me when the lights go. Time to put a ring on the finger I'm wrapped around. I think it's time to put a ring on the finger I'm wrapped around.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Voters going to the polls in more than a dozen states on this Super Tuesday. For the Republicans, Donald Trump is still far ahead of Nikki Haley, who had vowed to stay in the race at least until today. But then what, asks ABC Deputy Political Director Avery Harper.
Nikki Haley does well with moderates, with independent voters, some of the voters who could be the deciding factor in a general election. And those voters tend to be a weak spot for former President Trump. And so should Nikki Haley drop out, where her voters go? Do they hold their nose and vote for Trump? Do they sit out the election altogether? Do they vote for President Biden? That is going to be really important to figure out ahead of November.
Meta is having some issues today. Users of Facebook, Instagram, Threads, Messenger all experiencing login problems and what appears to be a widespread outage. 3 days of negotiations with Hamas over a ceasefire in Gaza ending today without a breakthrough. This is ABC News. An iconic muscle car is going electric. The new plans just unveiled. ABC's Mike Debusky with details.
Dodge has pulled the wraps off the Charger Daytona.
It kind of throws back to like a 70s kind of Charger.
EV Pulse editor in chief Chad Kirshner says the electric Charger comes in 2- and 4-door configurations. The company says it plans to add 2 6-cylinder gasoline engines to the lineup, but down the line...
The gas car is the last of the regular ones to come to market. It's not coming until next year.
In the meantime, the electric Charger is built in Canada with batteries sourced from Samsung, meaning it won't immediately qualify for the federal EV tax credit. Mike Debusky, ABC News.
Target racking up the profits over the holiday season. The retailer this morning reporting a 58% increase in fourth quarter profits, thanks largely to cost cutting and cutting back on inventory. American Airlines going plane shopping, putting in orders for 260 new jets, says it needs new planes to help keep up with demand. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Hey, I came as fast as I could. What's wrong?
Everything's okay. I just need you to know, I'm glowing up.
You just texted SOS Get Here Now.
And I stand by that, because I switched to Cricket and got the all-new Motorola Razr. I have entered my flip era, and I am glowing up.
I'm gonna go back home.
I support that.
Switch to Cricket and get the all-new Motorola Razr for $199.99. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Must open a new line on a $60 month voice plan. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See CricketWireless.com for details.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. need bait and tackle early or late, use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today, and it is going to be a bit warmer. Our high 47 with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, 27. Tomorrow, some sun in the morning, clouds in the afternoon, 51 by Thursday, a few sprinkles with a high of 53. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, it is easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check it out. Worthington, worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Raymond Newpert. A Kenosha man will spend 10 years in prison following a shooting involving his 3-year-old sister. Ted Allen has more.
Christian Koleski was 18 years old when his sister was hit in the leg with gunfire while he was babysitting her last May. Following that incident, police say the gun involved in the shooting mysteriously disappeared before police were notified of the gunfire. In January, Koleski pleaded guilty to a count of first-degree reckless injury. 3 other felony charges against him were dismissed.
Milwaukee County leaders say they won't be having any changes to the city's zoo despite last weekend's massive turnout that backed up traffic for miles. Milwaukee County has set aside $2 million to improve the zoo entrance, but say it will cost much more money to create an entirely new entrance. 25,000 people turned up for Free Zoo Weekend, which overwhelmed the zoo's 4,000 parking lots. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Having health insurance is important. So, if you or anyone in your family has Medicaid or CHIP, listen up. Check your mail for a renewal form from your state. Complete the form and mail it back right away so you don't lose your coverage. If you do lose Medicaid or CHIP, visit healthcare.gov to see if you're eligible to enroll in a low-cost, quality health plan. Keep your family covered. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The Durand Improvement Group is committed to improving Durand's quality of life through involvement in our community. From Fun Fest to Music in the Park, Durand Dazzle Holiday, and more, the Durand Improvement Group's mission is to strengthen area businesses and improve our community welfare. DIG is open to all members of the community, not just businesses. You can help. Visit DurandImprovementGroup.org and become an individual member of the Durand Improvement Group today. This message is a public service of Real Country 1430 WRDN.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank, Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Sundstrom & Company, your local tax experts, Durand. Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. The Chen Fitzsmith Funeral Home, serving the Mondovi area and featuring monuments from Lifetime Memorials. And Anibis Silo, your Coyote Tractor and Toro dealer, Durand. Recent rains are improving fire conditions across Wisconsin. The latest fire danger map from the Department of Natural Resources shows most of the middle of the state with a low level of danger. Now, here in western Wisconsin, we're still under a moderate fire danger even after the rains from yesterday. That's quite a difference from last week when almost the entire state was looking at wildfire warnings. While burning bans from the Durand Rural Fire Department have been lifted, those wanting to burn must still contact your town chairman and dispatch to report the burn. The Pepin County Highway Department, in conjunction with the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, is proposing to replace a bridge on Dorwin's Mill Road near Bear Creek. The proposed replacement is located about 0.4 mile north of the intersection with Highway 10 in the town of Durand. A public hearing on the bridge replacement will be held on April 15th at 6 p.m. at the Pepin County Boardroom at the Government Center. The public is encouraged to attend the informational meeting to learn more about the proposed improvements and provide input. A public health alert has been issued for burger meat sold in northwestern Wisconsin. The State Department of Agriculture issued the public health alert for Nelson's Market bacon cheddar beef burgers. According to the Department of Agriculture, the burgers were made in Clear Lake, and the alert was issued due to misbranding and undeclared allergens. The product was sold at Nelson's Market and grocery stores in Pearson, St. Croix counties on or before February 27th. There are questions about the future of the Metro in downtown Eau Claire after the city revoked its liquor license. The city revealed yesterday the license is now available to someone else. The Metro has been closed since a kitchen fire back in February of 2020. The owners were hoping to open by the end of the month, but the city says they missed a March 1st deadline to pass a couple of inspections. Owner Benny Haas says they were blindsided by the decision, but still hope to work through the issues and be open in time for the Blue Ox pre-party. Today is Super Tuesday, and Minnesota is one of multiple states that are holding primary elections. Most voting locations will be open until 8 p.m. tonight, though you will be allowed to vote as long as you're in line by 8 o'clock. To vote in Minnesota, you'll need your ID and proof of address to vote. Those that need to find a polling locations near you can just find them on the Minnesota Secretary of State's website. You're listening to WRDN News.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
The Pepin County Health Department has announced that spring weight restrictions on area county roads will be coming to an end Thursday. The department also announced, however, that some town roads may continue with weight restrictions as conditions warrant. The restrictions end on roads after crews take down the signs. The Durand, Arkansas School District has announced pre-ticket information for Thursday's boys' sectional game against Aquinas that will be held in Osseo. Tickets go on sale today and Wednesday from 9 until 3:45 p.m. and Thursday from 9 to noon at the high school office. WRDN will also have coverage of the game Thursday starting at 6:45 p.m. It will also be broadcast on the Durand, Arkansas School District's YouTube channel. La Crosse police say they found the body of a man last seen in that city in December. The department said Monday morning they discovered the body of Octavio Morales of Trempolo in the marsh area near Myrick Park Drive and East Avenue on Friday, March 1st. He was last seen in the area of West Avenue and La Crosse Street in the early hours of Saturday, December 23rd. Police say there's no indication of foul play in the death of the 31-year-old Morales. Authorities in Hudson say they know who they've found near Lakefront Park over the weekend. The medical examiner's office yesterday said the body is that of 34-year-old Anders Engstrom from Hudson. While the medical examiner did not give an official cause of death, police say it appears Engstrom accidentally drowned. There's a plan at the Wisconsin Capitol to give local governments the final say over whether new wind and solar farms can be built. State Representative Ty Bodden from Stockbridge introduced the legislation yesterday. His plan would require solar and wind farm companies to get an okay from each community where they want to build before they can go to the Wisconsin Public Service Commission. His legislation also bans the PSC from okaying wind and solar projects without the say-so from local leaders. Bodden says local leaders should be the ones to decide what their communities look like, not planners in Madison. You're listening to WRDN News.
Too busy to cook tonight? Let the Rooster Tail do the cooking for you.
The Rooster Tail features daily specials, including Taco Tuesdays, Wednesday Wings, Thursday's Burger of the Day, the Friday Fish Fry, and Saturday, receive $2 off all large pizzas. Have fun at the Rooster Tail with Thursday Bingo from 6 to 8 and Karaoke Saturdays at 7. Visit their Facebook page for additional specials and events. For food and for fun, it's the Rooster Tail in downtown Durand.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Well, you've heard of goat yoga before, but what about bunny yoga? Folks at the Chippewa Humane Association and the Hoppy House Rabbit Rescue held a bunny yoga session over the weekend to try to get people to adopt some bunnies. Hoppy House co-founder Nicole Evans Estensen says the Humane Association recently had a mother bunny and all of her babies dumped on their doorstep, and now they're trying to find new homes. You can find out more about the bunnies or bunny yoga at their website. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today, and it is going to be a bit warmer. Our high 47 with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, 27. Tomorrow, some sun in the morning, clouds in the afternoon, 51 by Thursday, a few sprinkles with a high of 53. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, it is easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check it out. Worthington, worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope. And they're fun. So you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
This is business analyst Jill Schlesinger. In today's world, it seems the best treatment is reserved only for a few. Well, Discover wants to change that by making everyone feel special. That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 live customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Finally, no matter who you are or where you are in your life, you'll feel special with Discover. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations apply.
This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLE5.
The Bucks playing without Giannis Antetokounmpo because of Achilles tendonitis, got 41 from Damian Lillard and a 113-106 come-from-behind win over the Clippers at Fiserv Forum. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Bucks coach Doc Rivers told his guys to hang in there despite several early deficits.
I kept saying it, guys. They're going to make runs. I said it in the first half. Don't be rattled by it. They're a great team. They have great shooting. They're going to make runs. I bet I said that 15 times tonight. Don't worry. They're good. I kept saying they're going to make shots. Don't overreact to it. Just hang in there, and we're going to make a run. And we did. It was good. But we made a defensive run, as you said, and that gives you more confidence.
Bobby Portis added 28 points and 16 rebounds. Bucks extend their win streak to 6 games. Green Bay Phoenix first-year coach Sundance Wicks, the Horizon League Coach of the Year. Wicks led the Phoenix to a 13-7 league mark and third-place finish after being picked dead last in a conference preseason poll. Phoenix guard Noah Reynolds named Newcomer of the Year and First-Team All-Conference, while Dale Douglas was named the league's Freshman of the Year. Horizon League Tournament tips off opening round games tonight. Milwaukee Panthers at home against Detroit. Marquette will be without guard Tyler Kolek for the last 2 games of the regular season, including Wednesday night's senior night home game against second-ranked UConn. Kolek dealing with an oblique injury and will be reevaluated prior to the start of the Big East tournament. Denver Broncos releasing 9-time Pro Bowl quarterback Russell Wilson after 2 seasons. He went 11-19 as Denver's starter after acquiring him in a trade with Seattle and giving him a 5-year, $242 million contract. Eagles offensive lineman Jason Kelce retiring, making that announcement yesterday. The Buccaneers locked up the franchise's all-time leading receiver Mike Evans. He gets a 2-year deal worth $52 million. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
I am James, senior apparel designer, and this is Behind the Design with Hawks. Hawks is your classic workwear brand. It's designed for those guys that are on the job site. Just driven performance, just rugged and comfortable. Thinking of durability, everything is either double, triple stitched, bar tacked. It's built durable. It's going to perform. It's going to move with you. It's going to have everything that you need in a product. Hawks, only at Boot Barn.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Truck Series sees its latest first-time winner. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
The NASCAR Powerball Playoff is back and ready to make a new millionaire in victory lane.
Oh, it's you! Stephanie! Oh!
Last year, it happened to Stephanie. This year, it could be you winning $1 million at NASCAR Championship Weekend. Head to Powerball.com for the list of participating lotteries and join the race for $1 million. Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR and home to the NASCAR Powerball Playoff.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
For the second time in 3 races this season, the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series had a first-time winner when Rajah Caruth took the checkered flag last Friday night at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. His first win in his 30th series start, but says that he feels fortunate just to be a part of the field after lots of unknowns during the off-season following the closure of his former team, GMS Racing.
This winter, it was a lot of uncertainty where I'd be driving, not having, you know, a bunch of funding behind me at the time. And I just stayed true to my faith and to my family. And fortunately, a lot of people just put a lot of stuff together for me to be in this spot.
The Truck Series is off this weekend and will return to the track on March 16th at the Bristol Motor Speedway. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
While the rest of the world paused during the COVID pandemic, Worthington, Minnesota has been busy. Worthington has rebuilt 4 parks, built an indoor turf rec center, a splash pad, a community pavilion, pickleball courts, lighted biking and walking trails, and added lake rentals. But we're just getting started. A lakeside eatery and a new outdoor aquatic center is coming. And here's the thing. Worthington, Minnesota is a great place to eat, play, live, and stay. This is your invitation. Worthington, it's worth a look.
When you farm, you're tied to the location of your tractor because you have to be in it. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. John Deere has introduced a tractor that can be operated from your couch if you want, as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
A
new era of farming is here. John Deere's new fully autonomous 8R tractor can be operated without anyone sitting in the cab. All by itself, the machine can prep 325 acres in 24 hours, only requiring a service stop every 8 to 10 hours for refueling. Julian Sanchez is John Deere's Director of Emerging Technology. He says the tractor engine is literally started from the app on the farmer's phone, and once the machine is out doing its job, the farmer can always check in on it.
And they can always do that through the John Deere Operations Center app and monitor what's happening at any point. They'll have access to live video, images, data, and metrics on how the machine's doing, and they can even adjust things like speed remotely. Anything out of the ordinary that occurs while the tractor is active, the farmer will be notified and will be able to make decisions remotely through the John Deere's Operation Center.
There are six pairs of stereo cameras that detect obstacles and distance. It continuously checks its position relative to a geofence to be sure it's operating where it's supposed to. And if something unexpected is in its way, the tractor knows what to do.
For example, a billboard falls in a field. The tractor needs to be able to stop. So to handle these types of situations, we built an anomaly detection system that recognizes nominal scenes of sky, ground, and trees. And when it encounters new objects that don't fit within the standard class of object, the machine just stops. Using this technology, we're able to achieve a very high degree of safety and performance despite situations where the autonomous tractor sees a completely new or random object.
Deere says the machine will be available to farmers later this year. Learn more about the autonomous 8R tractor at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Being young with unlimited energy to burn ever since I turned 40. I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
All guys lose their edge when they turn 40. The body has less testosterone. That's why I take Nugenix Total T.
I've heard about Nugenix. That really works?
Since I started taking Nugenix, I'm lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. I feel more energized at work. It's even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try?
Yep, send a text. It's that easy.
Text LIKE to 424. Right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. It's the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now and they'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, their newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text LIKE to 42424. That's LIKE to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Once again, good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins from the 60th annual Eau Claire Farm Show. Let's take a look at markets at the midday. Double-digit losses in the milk markets. April milk down 27 to 16.31. May down 19 to 16.86. June down 18 to 17.44. July milk down 20 at 17.82. Meanwhile, the cheese markets lower today. Barrels down 2.25 to 162.5. 40-pound blocks down 3.75 to 149. 5 trade a barrel, 6 trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 1.75 to 282.75. 3 trades. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 2.75 to 117. 2 trades on the day. Dry whey down 1 to 41.5. And no trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets, they are moving mostly higher today as the contracts are consistently seeing some extra buying interest. Midday box beef prices may be mixed, but with choice cuts comfortably above $300 for over a week now, that is helping to support the markets. Feeder cattle have been moving mostly higher as well, getting support from the live cattle contracts. Hog markets, so they're moving mostly lower. The market's looking for better support, but so far has not seen that support on the demand side as some of the cash hog markets are moving lower. April live cattle up 77 cents to 187.45. June up 25 cents to 182.82. August up 25 cents to 162 or 182.17. March And feeder cattle now up 20 cents to $2.5175. April up 70 cents to $2.5645. May up 35 cents to $2.5812. April hogs down $1.22 to $85.05. May down $1.07 to $90.90. And June down 55 cents to $101.57. At the Chicago Board of Trade, corn markets moving mostly lower. Weakness in the wheat markets pressuring corn markets as well. Also, negative spillover pressure from some of the outside markets as the dollar is rallying just a bit. Soybeans moving mostly lower as well. Harvest pressure from Brazil, the main driver in the lower soybean markets today. And wheat markets are moving mostly lower with broader selling returning after the Monday rebound. But spread action continues to be strong and the plains will continue to see that warmer than normal weather. At the Board of Trade, March corn down 4 to 413 and a half. May down 3 and 3 quarters to 462 and a quarter. July down 3 and a quarter to 438. New crop down 3 and a half to 459 and a half. March beans down 3 to 1144. May down 3 and a half to 1151 and a half. July down 3 and 3 quarters to 1161 and a half. And new crop down 1 and a quarter to 1145. March soybean meal down 280 to 332.40. March soybean oil up 14 cents to 44.79. Chicago wheat, March down 16 to 547 and a half. May down 14 and a quarter to 549 and three quarters. Minneapolis wheat, March down 8 and three quarters to 650 and three quarters. Energy markets today, they are also moving mostly lower as April crude oil down 18 cents to 78.56. May down 33 cents to 77.84. April gas now down 4 cents to 254. May also down 4 cents at 253. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number 2 of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 here on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. From the 60th annual Eau Claire Farm Show, I'm Brian Winnekins. Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more. It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. Dairy farmers are reminded to sign up for the DMC program. We'll tell you about it coming up.
Only three companies control 95% of the market for large tractor production. When monopolies capture the market, they take advantage of family farmers and restrict who can repair their equipment. That cuts into farmers' bottom line, and laws must be passed to protect our right to repair. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but farmers need the right to repair. And we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
Dairy farmers now have the chance to sign up for the Dairy Margin Coverage Program. Chris Galen, Senior Vice President of Member Services and Governance with the National Milk Producers Federation, says DMC is a big improvement over past dairy support programs.
We decided about 10 years ago to work with Congress to come up with something better, something that isn't just tied to the price of milk, that doesn't involve the USDA coming into the market that way as a buyer of last resort, and actually coming up with a system that is modeled somewhat after crop insurance, where it's a type of economic insurance. You basically know going in kind of what a good milk price is and what a good margin is. This program allows you then to buy different levels of coverage from low to high. You have to pay more for higher coverage, obviously, but it's just like any other form of insurance. It allows you to cover your bottom line against bad conditions, either caused by low milk prices or by high feed costs.
He says margins for dairy farmers are better than they were 6 to 9 months ago. But don't let that keep you from signing up.
Margins were so poor throughout much of 2023 that even right now, things are just kind of mediocre. At the end of last year, we just got the numbers for the month of December. If you signed up at the highest coverage level, which is $9.50 per hundredweight, you would have gotten a payment for the month of December if you were covered for 2023. Margins in that case were not terrible, but certainly not great. The forecast is for better conditions, not great conditions, but certainly improved conditions in 2024. But we have to see if that's going to be the case. So that's why we encourage people to look at the dairy margin coverage program if they're not already covered, or to make adjustments in their coverage levels, because you just don't know what's going to happen with either milk prices or feed costs.
The only cost is a $100 non-refundable administrative fee, although the premiums rise for higher levels of coverage. Other than that, the program is open to any dairy operation in the United States.
It's open to anyone who commercially sells milk. A lot of farms have already locked in their coverage for this year because of a multi-year lock-in contract that they could have enrolled in a few years ago. Now, that contract was supposed to end last year with the expiration of the Farm Bill, but because Congress kicked the can down the road into 2024 and extended the Farm Bill, that also means that those enrolled in the multi-year contracts are eligible for their continued discounted rates this year. So basically everything that was supposed to end at the end of 2023 and we were supposed to get a new Farm Bill, that's just been moved down the road to this fall.
Producers can get signed up or make changes to existing coverage until April 29th at their local Farm Service Agency office. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm Farm Broadcaster Brian Winnekins, Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Speaking at the 2024 American Farmers and Ranchers Convention in Oklahoma City, National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue talked about current NFU priorities and more. LaRue was recently appointed to the White House Advisory Committee for Trade Policy and says he's looking forward to being a voice for farmers and ranchers.
The appointment by the president to have family farmer and rancher voice on this, because this is not just an ag trade advisory group, but is actually for trade policy here in the U.S. and any of the trade negotiations that are going on. So I think it's hopefully a good sign that they want to make sure that that ag voice is in there, that the farmer voice is there. And I look forward to be able to help out.
Regarding the upcoming NFU convention in Scottsdale, Arizona, March 9th through the 12th, LaRue said there'll be panel discussions about the Farm Bill and connecting with those in agriculture to solve challenges in rural communities and more. Next year, the NFU will be holding its national convention in Oklahoma City. The Iowa delegation of federal lawmakers is asking the Biden administration to issue a waiver authorizing E15 sales this summer. The letter underscores the geopolitical significance of immediate uninterrupted access to E15 and its importance for drivers and individuals along the ethanol supply chain. Led by Senator Chuck Grassley, an Iowa Republican, the letter stated, "As we expressed to the Administrator Regan last week, we remain concerned about delaying implementation until 2025, and it would have devastating effects." The delegation previously addressed the issue with EPA Administrator Michael Regan last week. In February of 2024, the EPA approved a petition that Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds filed in 2022, along with seven other Midwestern states, including Wisconsin, that would permit year-round nationwide E15 sales. However, EPA's recent authorization won't take effect until 2025. Meanwhile, after falling last week, the nation's average price of gasoline climbed 10 cents from the prior week. According to GasBuddy, the national average was up 22 cents from a month ago, but still 3 cents a gallon lower than a year ago. The national average diesel price fell 2.7 cents last week and stands at $4.03 a gallon, 33 cents lower than a year ago. GasBuddy's Patrick DeHaan says the trend is hardly surprising for this time of year and will likely continue as the nation now has made the first step toward summer gasoline. After a weekend that saw Saudi Arabia announce an extension of their 1 million barrel per day production cut, oil prices were seeing slight losses but remain near their highest levels since November. The most common U.S. gas price encountered by motorists stood at $3.29 a gallon. The most common diesel price was at $3.99 a gallon. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association calls on lawmakers to pass the minibus appropriations package announced over the weekend by leadership. The bill prevents a government shutdown and supports several key cattle industry priorities. NCBA President Mark Eslell says, while the legislation's not perfect, It would advance a number of priorities important to cattle producers, including critical investments in electronic animal ID tags for producers and strengthening oversight of lab-grown protein. The Department of Agriculture is crafting a rule requiring electronic ID tags instead of existing metal tags on certain classes of cattle moving interstate. The change is designed to facilitate faster traceability in case of a foreign animal disease outbreak in the United States. A recent cycle life assessment conducted by Sustainable Solutions Corporation reveals a significant reduction in the carbon footprint of U.S. soybeans. Created for the United Soybean Board and the National Oilseed Processors Association, the assessment highlights a notable 22% decrease in the carbon footprint associated with U.S. production of crude soy oil, which is a key feedstock for U.S. biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel producers. Soybean production and oil processing constitute more than 40% of the carbon intensity source for soy biodiesel. The improvements are expected to translate into reductions across the clean fuels industry. Clean Fuel and Alliance America Assistant USB and NOPA in ensuring that the data collection for the processors in the report aligns with specific data specifications for GREET, so it could easily integrate into GREET model updates. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Expect dry weather today in our ag weather forecast, as we'll have temperatures rising into the mid-40s. We'll have light winds. The winds will then also begin to switch out of the southeast to bring in warmer air for the middle of the week. Mostly sunny throughout the day today, highs 45 to 50, relative humidities at 25 to 30%, northeast winds at 5 to 7. We'll see about 10 hours of sunshine. For tonight, mostly clear, lows 24 to 29, relative humidities at 79 to 84%, light winds becoming east at 5 to 7. For Wednesday, partly sunny, highs 52 to 55, and relative humidities at 27 to 32%. Southeast winds at 10 to 15 will have about 7 hours of sunshine. Thursday, partly sunny, a slight chance of rain, highs 50 to 55. For Friday, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of rain, highs 45 to 50. Saturday, sunshine, highs 45 to 50. And for Sunday, sunny, highs once again 45 to 50. Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Brian Winnikins from the 60th annual Eau Claire Farm Show, continuing today and tomorrow at the Chippewa Valley Expo Center in Eau Claire. Thank you to our broadcast sponsors, including Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, Synergy Co-op, Stein Seeds, Compeer Financial, and Osteoplastics. Speaking of osteoplastics, it's always nice when they're right next door to us at the booth here at the Farm Show. I'm with Brandon, and Brandon, you always have some really interesting stuff that you get to bring out, really not only to help dairy farmers. You do a lot, obviously, with the milking, the milk parlors and all of that. But I just heard you talking to someone who's a beef farmer, and you have products for them too.
Absolutely, Brian. We're certainly not limited to just dairy. Obviously, that's a big part of what we do. We get into a lot of industrial products as well, and beef farmers. The gentleman was a mink farmer as well, so looking for feed auger systems that we can do in poly as well, which this time of the year, the auger systems are very popular for us, being fertilizer season coming up here. So a lot of people are getting that equipment ready, dusted off. No snow to speak of, so we don't have to wait for it to thaw this spring, which is nice. But we can offer products in poly where, you know, steel just isn't effective with fertilizer, and this will last much longer. As far as abrasion resistance, it's better than steel in a lot of those cases as well. So that's a great option for a lot of guys this spring as they're getting everything ready to do fertilizer soon.
Now, you mentioned that auger, okay, that's the cool part about a lot of these products you have. They can be used for multiple things. Okay, I need a feed auger, but the guy down the road needs one for the fertilizer auger. That auger will work for both.
Absolutely. There's no limitations to the applications for a lot of the plastic products that we do, and the augers are no exception.
Also, some of the dairy things, you've got the wall panels and the concrete floors, and that's just to make things easier and cleaner for the dairy.
Absolutely. That's the name of the game. You know, farming these days, you can't afford to be down. You can't afford a bad inspection and degrade your milk. So a lot of the products that we do, the flooring product specifically, will help that. We do an epoxy system for milk hoses and parlors that works better than the concrete does. We do a 15-year warranty on all of it, and it helps keep those inspectors happy and keep your milk in and keep your prices as high as you can.
Meanwhile, let's not forget about the work truck. You can help us out with that, too.
Absolutely. Spraying bed liners all day, every day. We do a lot of those as well. And also with the larger trucks, the dump boxes and things like that, we do plastic liners for those as well. Feed trucks and feed wagons as well. So it's a good all-around application
really?
There. Yep. You bet.
You could do that for feed wagons too. Maybe not the type of liner on the pickup truck, but a plastic liner for the feed. I never thought of that.
Absolutely. Yep. So we can line just about any box that you've got, regardless of the application. We've got plastics in stock that'll match just about any size that you have as well. So again, not limited in our application by any means.
Talk to Brandon here at the Osteoplastics booth. They are right next to us here at the 60th annual Eau Claire Farm Show. I'm Brian Winnekins on WRDN.
It's Friday night, baby, get ready, set, go. Gonna take you to the Crystal and a picture show. Well, the sky's the limit, there's no price too high. Baby, you're the apple of my eye. Got my paycheck in my pocket and some gas in the tank. Honey, your love's better than money in the bank. I wish I had a bass boat and a Z28, but I guess that stuff will have to wait. Cause I'm saving on a washer and a wedding ring. I want this stuff to be your lasting thing. Right at the top, but that's where you rank. Honey, your love's better than money in the bank. A crazy dream. I met a man who invented a money machine. He said, I know things are tight and times are tough, but he'd give me the machine if I give you up. I just looked him in the eye and I said, no thanks, honey. Your love's better than money in the bank. Honey, your love's better than money in the bank.
Everything I passed put you back in it. You were done, moving on, but you can't be too far gone. Cause what happens in a small town stays in a small town. Every main road we've ever gone down. Friday night bleachers, Sunday pews, ain't a county line mile without a memory of you. Every whisper, every room I won't get. Every time the bartender fills it up again.
I could run from the past and from us and from you. But this is where I belong. This is my home to the world. Heaven's in a small town, stays in a small town. Every night road we've ever gone down. Friday night bleachers, Sunday pews. Ain't a county line mile without a memory of you. Every whisper, every room I walk in. Every time the bartender fills it up.
Country music you grew up with. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I saw Star Wars at least 8 times, had the Pac-Man pattern memorized. I've seen the stuff they put inside Stretch Armstrong, yeah. Well, I was Roger Staubach in my backyard. Had a shoebox full of baseball cards and a couple of Evel Knievel scars on my right arm. Well, I was a kid when Elvis died and my mama cried. It was 1970-something in the world that I grew up in. Farrah Fawcett hairdo days, bell bottoms and 8-track tapes. And looking back now, I can see me. Oh man, did I look cheesy. But I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1970-something. It was the dawning of a new decade. We got our first microwave. Dad broke down and finally shaved the most sideburns off. I took the stickers off of my Rubik's Cube. Watched MTV all afternoon. My first love was Daisy Duke and them cut-off jeans. Space shuttle fell out of the sky and the whole world cried. In the world that I grew up in, skating rinks and black Trans Ams, big hair and parachute pants. And looking back now, I can see me. And oh man, did I look cheesy. I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1980-something. I got a mortgage and an SUV, but all this responsibility makes me wish sometimes. It was 1980-something in the world that I grew up in. Skating rinks and black Trans Ams, big hair and parachute pants. And looking back now, I can see me. Oh man,
man, did I look cheesy. I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1980-something. Oh, it was 19-something.
Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I never stay in one place too long. A dirt road singing me a siren song. I gotta find a field. I need to spin my wheels. I gotta hankering for four wide tires, and I can't help it, it's the way I'm wired. Boy, you get too close, boy, you need to know. I got a heart like a truck, it's been drugged through the mud, runs on dreams and gasoline, and that old highway holds a key. It's got a left foot down when it's leaving. Lord knows it's taking a hell of a beating. A little bit of love is all that it's needing, but it's good as it is tough. I got a heart like a truck. Oh,
out the dust, yeah. Shine it up, rev it up, and let it run, yeah. It gets a high riding off into the sun, yeah. I got a heart like a truck. It's been drugged through the mud. Runs on dreams.